Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Take those undershorts, Stanley. They're torn.
It's not going to be formal, Helen.
Look, I can't help the hole in your head, but you're not leaving here with a hole in your shorts.
You're still mad at me because I'm taking this trip, huh?
Mad just because you prefer to spend your night looking at some godforsaken piece of desert instead of at me?
Desert? You call this property a desert? Look at this. Look, see the hotel? See the swimming pool? See the tennis courts?
Where?
Right there where it says artist conception.
It's a long way between conception and birth, you know.
Why do you have to bring sex into everything?
If I don't, who will?
Well, it looks like nothing now, but that's why I can get it so cheap. You see, that's the trick. You buy low and you wait for it to go up.
And suppose it doesn't.
A little trouble with you, Helen. You're afraid to take a risk. You don't have any guts.
I married you, didn't I?
I just want to go up there to make some money for us.
Oh, come on, Stanley. I know you. You want to go up there for the free plane ride and the free entertainment.
My toothbrush.
They'll take you for everything you've got.
Helen, I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, sorry, Stanley. I only meant, well, you're such a pushover for a sales pitch.
Helen, don't worry. I'm not going to lay out a penny until I'm convinced it's a sure thing. I'm nobody's fool.
Oh, yes, you are. You're mine. All mine.
Well, I got a couple hours till the plane leaves. How am I going to kill the time?
Does this give you any ideas?
Yeah, I forgot my aspirin.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask a question, but I don't know which end to talk to.
What is it, Jack?
Ah, there you are. What is this supposed to do for you?
Oh, well, it eases the mind, it soothes the spirit, and it firms up the body.
Yeah, well, don't get too firm. I like to see a jiggle now and then.
Exercises wouldn't do you any harm.
Ah, this stuff's not for me. When I want exercise, see, I go down to the gym, I lift some weights, punch the bag, do a couple miles around the track. Real exercise. This is kid stuff.
Kid stuff, huh? I'd like to see you try it.
Oh, this is going to be easy. What do you want me to do?
Oh, well, let's start out with a simple posture. Okay. The lotus.
The lotus?
Yeah. Hmm? Take one of your feet.
Yeah.
Lift it up with the bottom towards the ceiling and gently place it in this position.
It's easy.
Okay, now take the other one and do the same thing. Gently.
Pretty good.
Thank you. See, I told you it was easy.
It's really great. I didn't think he could do it. Oh, yeah, Jack. Nice going.
Thank you. When does it stop?
When does what stop?
The pain. Okay, Janet, how do I get out of this?
Oh, that's next week's lesson.
No, Janet!
Hey, it was easy, huh?
Well, I said it was easy getting into it. I didn't say anything about getting out of it. Now, come on.
All right, I'll help you. Oh, wait a minute, I got the phone.
Jeez.
Hello? Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Hey, it's for you. Shall I say you're all tied up? Okay.
Oh. Hello? Oh, it's you, Linda. How are you, baby? Huh? How come I sound so passionate this early in the morning? Oh, well, I guess it's because I'm talking to you. I can't help myself. Listen, Linda, real fast. You want to do something tomorrow night? Oh, terrific. Well, look, I gotta run now, okay? I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Here. Okay.
Help me out of this. Would you please help me out of this?
All right.
Oh, he's...
You want to make a wish?
No.
Morning, Chrissy.
Hi, come on in.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, we're just exercising.
Oh. Did you lose something, Jack?
Yeah, my circulation.
What's new, Mrs. Roper?
Oh, Stanley's leaving me.
Oh, what?
Hold the congratulations. He's only going to be gone overnight, a business trip.
Oh.
So, tonight I'll be free as a bird. Have the house all to myself, be able to do anything I please.
Oh, that's nice. What do you plan to do?
I plan to be terrified. Oh, Janet, I hate being alone. It scares me to death. I jump at every little noise.
Oh, gee, well, listen, why don't you get somebody to stay overnight with you?
Well, I wouldn't want to impose.
That is no imposition. A real friend would be glad to do that.
Oh, thank you, Janet. I accept.
What?
You're a real friend.
Oh, but Mrs. Roper...
Oh, I'm so excited. Just imagine... Tonight, I'll have someone to talk to.
That was very nice of you, Janet, to volunteer like that. But don't worry about us. Chris and I will think of something to do.
I'll bet you will. What do you mean? I'll bet you will.
I know what she means. I know what was going through your wicked little mind when you said, I bet you will. You think that the moment you're gone, I'm going to grab Chrissy like this and bend her over and smother her with kisses and then pick her up in my arms and throw her on the couch and then who knows what?
What?
Is that the kind of guy you think I am?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to stand here and be insulted. I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Well, I got to do some fast shopping for a very special dinner for two.
Chrissy, maybe I shouldn't stay with Mrs. Roper tonight.
No, I'm insulted.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Hey, I have been alone with Jack before.
And you were never all night.
Do you think I need a chaperone? No. Is that what you think?
No, I'm just saying, don't do anything to give him the wrong ideas. Or the right ideas. Or any ideas.
Like what?
Well, like walking around the apartment in your little teeny shorty nightgown. Or getting too close to him, or... Oh, look, Chrissy, all I'm trying to say is, don't be yourself.
Chrissy, how about a little wine and cheese before dinner? Chrissy, aren't you going to join me?
Coming!
Chrissy...
I know, I look icky, don't I?
No, you look wonderful.
I do?
Yeah, natural and real. It's such a refreshing change.
It is?
Those curlers. Oh, Chrissy. Reminds me of my first girlfriend. I was crazy about her.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Every time I came to her house, she had these curlers in her hair. It really turned me on.
They did?
You know something, Chrissy? I love it when you're not afraid to be yourself in front of me. It makes me feel so much closer to you.
It does?
Yeah. Come on, sit down. What are you doing?
I'm reading.
Well, isn't that kind of rude?
You said you liked me to be myself.
Well, yeah, but I didn't mean to pull out a book and
stuff. Hey, but I'm at the most exciting part, and I just can't put it down.
A visitor's tour of Sacramento?
Well, it belonged to my father, the minister. Preached a sermon there once. In a church!
You know something, Chrissy? Even when you're rude, you're cute.
I am? Well. Oh, morning, Chrissy.
Morning, Jack.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Hi. Well, we had a pretty exciting evening.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, Mrs. Roper and I had quite an exciting evening.
I'm glad.
Where's Jack?
He's in the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, I mean to tell you that Mrs. Roper and I had a pretty exciting evening. Yeah, we played dominoes for about 4 hours. Which reminds me, I still owe Mrs. Roper 1,700 matchsticks.
That's nice.
Yeah, and we talked. Yeah, yes, we did. Did you know that Mrs. Roper's mother was a dressmaker? Yes, yes, she was. Yeah, you know, when Mrs. Roper married Stanley, her mother made all the bridesmaids' gowns for the wedding. All in black satin.
That's nice. Chrissy, is something wrong? Oh, Janet, we knock it off. The last thing I need is your third degree, so just get off my back, okay? Chrissy?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Wow!
Jack, are you decent?
Depends on what you got in mind.
Jack.
Sure, come on in. Hi.
Hi.
Isn't it a sensational day? I feel great. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Surf's up. How was your night?
Oh, it was okay, but I always find it hard sleeping in a strange bed.
Oh, me too.
So, what did you do?
Oh, nothing much. You know, it was very quiet without you around.
Thank you.
No, I mean it gave me a chance to get really close to Chrissy.
How close?
Well, you know, I know a lot more about her now than I did before. When Chrissy's had a little to drink, she really loosens up.
How loose?
Did you know she has a heart-shaped birthmark right on her...
Yes, I did.
And that she talks in her sleep?
Jack.
There's a bright Jack. Golden haze on
Jack.
The meadow. There's a...
Chrissy, I think maybe we should talk about last night.
Oh, I can't. It's just too humiliating.
Humiliating? I knew it. Oh, now, listen, Chrissy. Listen, men can really be beasts sometimes. You beast. How did it start?
Oh, it started out real nice. And then we had some wine.
Oh, boy, does he know his onions.
Oh, no, we didn't have any onions. We had some cheese.
No. No, no, Chrissy, what happened after the wine?
We talked.
And?
He kissed me on the forehead. Before or after? Instead of.
Do you mean that he didn't try to?
No.
Not even a little?
No. He just wasn't interested.
Wasn't interested?
Oh, Janet. Do you think I'm losing my sex appeal?
Oh. Come on.
Well, he didn't try anything all night.
What, Chrissy?
Oh, I am losing my sex appeal.
Well, what did you want him to do?
Nothing.
Well, that's what he did.
Well, at least he could have tried.
Well, would he have succeeded?
Of course not, but he didn't know that.
You're right. Men are really beasts.
Beast! It's all Mr. Roper's fault for going away in the first place.
Fun? Helen, I'm not having any fun. No, what do you mean it sounds like fun? No, that's some crazy party in the next room. Kept me up all night. As a matter of fact, I called the police to complain about it. I'm not a spoil sport. Do you know I had to drink 7 cups of cocoa to get to sleep? And then I couldn't sleep because I kept going to the bathroom. What? The property. Yeah, I saw the property. It's a very nice piece of desert. But the one thing I can't figure out is where they're going to get the water from. Well, hold it. Somebody at the door. Come in.
Hey, Roper, what's the matter? I just found out you're not at the party. Hey, you're missing out on a swell time, right, Sherry?
It's a real blast.
Is that your party next door?
Yeah, didn't you get the invitation?
I never got an invitation.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Oh, Sherry Lee, Stan Roper.
How do you do, Stanley?
Hello. Sherry, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Stan, come on out to the pool. We're all going to take a skinny dip.
Skinny dip? Helen, listen, I got a meeting. Mr. Crawford just came in with one of his, men. Yeah.
He's the only guy on the whole plane that hasn't bought a lot yet.
Yo, he's the only one that isn't bombed out of his skull.
Well, you get one or two freaks once in a while. Work on it.
Okay, but why do they always have to look like that?
I'll be home tonight, Helen. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Stanley, could I use your bathroom for a minute? I spilled a little drinky poo on my pants.
Sure, go ahead.
Say, Stan, now I don't want to scare you, but everybody's buying up those lots out there. I'm afraid they're all going to be gone unless you sign up right now.
But what about the water?
The water? The water's fine. Why don't you come on out and splash around with the girls? Have some fun.
I don't mean that water. I mean...
Stanley!
Oh, on second thought, I think you can have some fun right here, huh? Hey, listen, I'll save that lot for you. See you later, Stan.
Yeah, but Mr. Crawford,
Stanley!
What is it?
Do you have a shirt I could wear? I had to wash my blouse.
But you're not wearing any...
But it's soaking wet.
I don't think I have a shirt in your sizes. A size.
I'll take anything you've got.
I don't have anything. I mean, shouldn't we...
Police!
Oh, my God, it's a raid!
Hey, Charlie, here's another one. Okay, so let's go.
But you don't understand, officer. I'm the one who called.
That's right, Gramps. You called, she came. So let's go, let's go. Get dressed.
That's right, Linda. Where do you want to go tonight?
Jack, please.
Listen, Linda, I have to go. Can you call me back in a little bit? Oh, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Listen, Jack, I know this sounds stupid, but I think you should apologize to Chrissy. She's upset about last night.
Nothing happened last night.
Well, that's what I mean.
Just a minute. You mean she expected me to... And she's upset because I didn't make a... Well, that's crazy.
Oh, now, listen, Jack.
Chrissy knows that you come on strong with every girl you meet. So last night, when you didn't come on with her, she just thought she wasn't worth the effort.
Oh. With Chrissy, it wouldn't be an effort.
To her.
Chrissy, hey, I'm sorry you're upset.
Who says I'm upset?
Well, you always eat too much when you're upset.
Well, so I'm fat and ugly. Who cares?
I do. Look, Chrissy, I'm sorry I didn't make a pass at you last night.
Oh, Janet, how could you have done
that? No, wait. Come here, Chrissy, I want to talk to you. Come here. Now sit down, Chrissy.
Look, see, I thought that...
Chrissy, she told me because she loves you, and I love you. I mean, I don't love you. I love you in a like you kind of way. You know, when I say I love you, like,
get
I mean I...
Get on with it.
Chrissy, I thought we had a great time last night. Maybe it could have been even better. Maybe I would have tried to get it on with you. But I'm seeing Linda now on a regular basis, and I can't help it. I guess I'm a one-woman kind of guy, you understand? One at a time.
It is not important.
It is important. Why, if I wasn't dating Linda, I'd have been all over you last night. Oh, yeah, I would have thrown you on the sofa and ripped off your clothes and attacked you like a mad dog.
Oh, Jack, thank you.
That'll be Linda again. She's crazy about me. You okay now, Chrissy?
All better?
Hi.
Huh? Ah, Mrs. Roper.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Oh, excuse me. This is personal. What?
Oh, sure.
What time is Mr. Roper getting home today?
Oh, well, I just had a telephone call from him, and he says that he's going to have to stay in Apache Springs for 2 more days.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. He was very vague about it. Something about official business and being detained for 48 hours. I just hope he checks with me before he gets everything locked up. Oh, Janet, I hate to impose, but, well, could you stay with me for 2 more nights?
Oh. Well, go ahead. Don't worry about me. Remember, he's got Linda.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be down tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's swell. Hey, I'll polish up the dominoes.
But I forgot about the dominoes.
Boy, that Linda... I'm thinking of breaking it off with her. She said something I didn't dig.
What?
She said, get lost. She's found another guy. Well, anyway, you're looking at a free man, girl, so what's on for tonight?
Boy, Helen, it was so humiliating. I mean, being carried off like a criminal with that girl. I'm so glad to be home in my own bed, my own pajamas, my own cocoa.
And your own wife?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too.
Stanley, was she pretty?
Huh? Oh, I don't remember.
You don't really?
Of course not. I'm a happily married man.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Good night, Stanley.
Good night, Sherry.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.